they're the key horticultural products from this area. We need to then bring the processing plants, whether it be in horticulture or agriculture or beef, we need to bring these processing plants back to the point of distribution.
Is that the key opportunity in value-added products as opposed to trying to fight through protocols to get access, market access for fresh product?
Look, we haven't touched the surface on value-added product. We've invested quite heavily into it. Yes, it does get around protocols, but even beside that fact, we're a society now of grab and go. And that is all value-added, pre-prepared, ready-to-go meals. And Asia actually is one of the leaders of that area of the world. We don't see a lot of it in Australia, but as the next generation comes through, there'll be a big focus on it. And with the retailers also, not so much in Australia, but the Asian retailers importing more and more direct, as businesses, we now have to change our model to continue to be able to service a retailer. In other words, we have to add value. We have to be in a position where they demand our services.
How do you go about creating that demand?
Beside hard work, a lot of it is investment. You have to identify the opportunities for a start. So you have to understand the area, what you want to go into. You have to start the consumer. What's the consumer want? You have to have a little bit of crystal ball to try and forecast what they're going to need in the next 4 or 5 years. And then you have to develop your product base around that. And that's the key to it, is knowing the consumer, no matter whether it be Asia, Europe, Middle East, or Australia, for example. If you don't know your consumer requirements, you haven't got a foundation to build your business on. And then it takes investment and it takes creativity.
Is it realistic for small growers in this part of the world to embark upon something like that, or do you have to be part of a collaboration to make it work?
You have to be a part of a collaboration. Or you supply a corporate that does it. In other words, you just become a product supplier to them. The normal small business hasn't got the funds and the capital to do that type of thing. And even if they did have, then they haven't got the knowledge to look for the new market. So you need this cooperative group, whether it be a group of farmers, whether it be through a corporate, but that needs to happen.
There's some frustration in the room between the difference between the immense opportunities that Asia offers and actually turning that into real business for growers in this part of the world. Where's the disconnect there between the opportunity, the growth in Asia, and actually getting some return on investment for growers in a place like Queensland or Bundaberg?
It's an interesting comment, question, because unfortunately a lot of the growers don't understand the opportunities that are out there. And it's over the last 20 years, I've been trying to preach the opportunities, and sometimes I feel as though I'm hitting my head up against the wall. But the opportunities are there, but we have to think, well, a few things. A, we have to get industry to support it. We have to get governments to support it. And then we also then need the suppliers with the mindset to be able to take advantage. And it might be, in some instances, changing the whole model of their farm. Or that might be investing in technology or major capital projects. If you look around the world now, we're seeing larger corporates buying up smaller companies and investing millions of dollars in value-added product. And they're the ones driving it now. So, as I said earlier, the days of the family farm are probably under threat for the future.